Good afternoon, it's 5:32. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. An ethanol plant in northwest Iowa suspended production in part because of the ongoing trade issue with China. Plymouth Energy and Merrill released a statement this week saying they hope to resume operations in the not-too-distant future. All existing corn contracts will be honored. The Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw told Radio Iowa there is a supply-demand imbalance caused by waivers federal officials had granted big oil companies, so refiners don't have to blend as much ethanol and gasoline. He also said in 2018, the ethanol industry took a step backwards after 20 years of gains. And a group of Iowa soybean farmers are currently in China and Japan trying to improve agricultural exports. They're meeting with ag leaders as a trade war between the U.S. and China continues. The CEO of the Iowa Soybean Association says the trade war has had a dramatic impact on Iowa soybean growers. About a half dozen producers took part in the trip. The final two returned to Iowa this weekend. And lawsuit replies filed by the owner of a biogas plant in northeast Nebraska blame two other companies for toxic odors. Wisconsin-based Big Ox Energy filed the replies earlier this month in Dakota County District Court to more than a dozen lawsuits filed against the company. The neighbors who filed the lawsuit said odors and gases backed up into their homes, causing health issues and forcing them to leave. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.